This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Apparently, a homophobic cop wannabe has shot up a club full of, well, ostensibly a gay club in Orlando, Florida. Over 50 people apparently are dead. More than 50 are injured. In last night's shooting that happened at around 2 in the morning, over 300 people were in the club at the time, and it just sounds like an absolutely harrowing and horrifying event. And we've got one guy on the line here in Oregon, Joshua, who thankfully has hung through the news, and we appreciate that, who's advocating the banning of Sharia law. Now, as I understand it, Sharia law, and we're going to talk to an actual Muslim here in just a moment, Sharia law is an internal set of rules for Muslims to follow. Everything from, you know, best practices on prayer to washing one's feet in preparation, etc.
Well, I'm sure that it has some provisions in it. Like, let's go ahead and talk about, women who commit adultery being stoned, right? I would be willing to bet that that is both part of Judeo-Christian sort of tradition, which also is also part of Islam, and then Islamic tradition at the same time. But is that against the law? Well, yes, but we don't need to decry either Christianity or Judaism or Islam over that. We can just say, hey, we don't do that crap anymore, and if you do, you're going to prison for a very long time.
So his proposal was to ban Sharia law. And Joshua, you said that you were a proponent or one of the creators of some sort of movement about this. I didn't make a note when you said it. What did you create?
I created a ban Sharia brand. There's other ban Sharia movements out there.
A ban Sharia brand. Now, and I'd asked you what it was going to look like when you ban Sharia law, because essentially that's like tantamount to banning the Ten Commandments, right? So, like, you're talking about banning an internal set of rules for Muslims. So how is that any different than prohibiting someone from being a Muslim at all?
Well, that's a presupposition that it's an internal set of rules.
No, that's what I've learned from my friend Will Coley, who we're going to bring on the line here. Will's okay with us from Tennessee. Right. But go ahead with your answer. I want to give you a chance to say what you're going to say.
Well, first of all, one of the five pillars of Islam is zakat, which is a tax. And part of that tax goes to funding the mujahideen, who are the people that fight against all non-Muslims. Secondly, your presupposition is wrong, because in Sharia law, they tax all non-Muslims.
Okay, well, that doesn't sound like the history of Muslims. Will Coley is with us here. So my understanding that historically Muslims lived alongside peacefully with Jews and Christians, Will. So is there anything true about what Josh was saying here?
Well, actually, not only is it, he can't even pronounce words correctly, let alone tell you what they mean or how they are enforced or exist within the Islamic tradition. The word is zakat. Mm-hmm. And the zakat is only for charity. You can't use it to do anything other than help the poor. That's what it is only for. That's what the texts state it is only for.
Is it a tax on Jewish people and Christians, though?
No, it's 2.71. 2.75% of one's excess wealth at the end of the year that is a Muslim. We're actually paying our zakat right now because it's Ramadan. So during Ramadan, you look after, you've paid all your bills and you don't have any debt, and you look at what you have left over in your money. Is it more than the value of 3 ounces of silver? Yes, it is. Well, then whatever is in excess of 3 ounces of silver, you give 2.75% of that, or roughly, to the mosque, and then the mosque uses that specifically and only for the poor. It is not to go to any one or any other purpose. Period.
You're saying that zakat does not fund the mujahideen.
No, the zakat does not fund the mujahideen. The zakat is only for charity. It is a charity tax specifically.
Or you can, anybody can research this. Anybody can
I only spent 11 years of my life in the university researching it. So please tell me what you've learned on the internet.
Well, why don't you tell for our listeners, why don't you tell them what the word abrogation means and how it's applied in Muslim exegesis?
Well, in Muslim eisegesis, not exegesis, 300 years after the death of the prophet, a number of scholars came up with what they call the theory of abrogation, of nansikh and mansukh. And the theory of abrogation is a doctrinal theory where some Muslims have decided that if there's portions of the Quran that don't fit their personal viewpoint, that they can cancel those out by using other verses of the Quran. Now, the problem with that is, which abrogation scholar do you follow? Because there's only about, well, no, if you cite abrogation, you need to have some type of a background in studying abrogation as a whole. I've only written a thesis on the subject, so asking me about abrogation when you haven't studied abrogation isn't the smartest thing to do if you want to make yourself look informed in a public setting. So,
I was asking you to explain it to the listeners.
It's a doctrinal theory, and I did explain it, where some Muslims have decided that portions of the Quran don't fit their political views or their personal views, and that they can ignore those and simply go with other portions.
So these would be unorthodox Muslims that you're talking about there.
Well, yeah, not only that, but you have, it's a doctrinal theory that has a number of different understandings. None of the major scholars within the study of abrogation agree with each other. None of them agree on the number of verses, which verses abrogate which. Some it's as few as three, others it's as many as 200. So there is no central version of the abrogation theory.
This is kind of like Christians who decide that women don't have to cover their head anymore. They just say, we're not going to go for that, right?
Well, pretty much. Jesus, it's looking at the book and saying, well, I don't like these parts, so I'll simply ignore them and say, oh, well, these parts supersede those parts. But the problem with that is when you try to say something like chapter 9 supersedes all other chapters, then that means you would have to ignore the chapters that came after chapter 9 because 9 wasn't the last chapter. And the chapters that come after 9 discuss justice for all people, nonviolence, bearing insult and injury, responding to harm with good. And these are chapters that came after chapter 9. So that's the central part of the abrogation theory that people like the gentleman on the line adhere to, is basically that chapter 9 abrogates all other books, when that's not the truth, not even anywhere near the truth. The Quran is a whole book. It's to be understood as an entire book.
So you don't recognize the hadith or the sacred hadith?
Excuse me?
You don't recognize the hadith or the sacred hadith?
Can you speak in a real term?
He's saying you don't recognize the hadith or the sacred hadiths.
I've never heard of a sacred hadith. I've heard of hadith al-Qudsi. I've heard of sahih hadith.
What is a hadith? What is a hadith?
Hadith were originally oral traditions that were passed down over the course of about 300 years. And then after that space and time, scholars got together and decided to write down all of them that they knew. Some scholars just wrote everything that they heard, like Tabari, and didn't verify the backgrounds of any of the stories or narrations that they wrote about. Others did. Bukhari is regarded by the Salafis as the greatest of these people. But then you have other scholars like Muslim, who regarded many of the narrators in Bukhari as questionable, even some of them.
So the hadith did not come directly from the angel Gabriel. These are just sort of scholarly interpretations or discussions.
They're more stories that were handed down like a game of telephone over the course of 300 years, and then they were written down.
Joshua, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Good luck with your campaign of hatred. Toll-free number 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Will, can you hang for a little bit? I know Mark had at least one question for you.
Yeah. I wish you'd let Josh
say. Well, I've had enough of him. It's free talk live.
Get a pen and get ready for an important announcement. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, OIC Tax can help. Our retired IRS agents, tax attorneys, and CPAs are fighting for you. That's what we do here at OIC Tax. We help you survive after the IRS has come knocking. OIC Tax can help you with IRS hardship programs, offer in compromise, installment agreements, and the preparation of past and current tax returns. OIC Tax offers convenient representation for small businesses, corporations, W-2 wage earners, and even SBA loans in default. So stop waiting. Get a fresh start. Call OIC Tax at 1-800-314-4491 now. Bank levies, wage garnishments, and property seizures can be devastating to your life. OIC Tax has an A rating from the Better Business Bureau and is registered with the IRS as an e-file provider. Let OIC Tax help you. 1-800-314-4491. 1-800-314-4491. That's 1-800-314-4491.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. The Orlando attack with at least 50 dead and a mass shooting in the early morning hours today is obviously on a lot of people's minds. has led to renewed calls, as one guy called into the show tonight, for banning Sharia law.
Well, sure, it's going to be either Muslims or guns or both. Or, depending on where you are on the political spectrum, that's where you're going to hear your demagogues going.
Right, because banning things obviously solves the problem. Because mm-hmm. guns were banned from the club, from what I understand, and that didn't stop a madman from coming in and mowing down 50-plus people. Again, 50 people dead, 53 of them at least injured as well. So you got over 100 people that have taken some sort of damage or died from this incident. Very, very tragic. And, of course, as Pink Pistols pointed out, more guns would have helped solve this problem a lot sooner if there were people in the club with guns, concealed or openly carrying, that would have changed likely the way this thing played out. We had another guy call in advocating for the banning of Sharia law, which led us to track down Will Coley from Muslims for Liberty. That's Muslims, the number 4liberty.org. We'll continue with Will here in a moment. I want to invite you to check out the Shire Society at shiresociety.com. If you're sick and tired of living around obedient, state-loving people who just love to ban everything, well, get together with people who agree with you on freedom. They want to see more freedom, more liberty in our lifetime. Thousands of them are moving to New Hampshire, and the Shire Society is allowing folks to sign up at shiresociety.com to declare your independence with the Shire Society, and then you can move here to New Hampshire and get active with other like-minded libertarians, voluntarists, and anarchists. So check it out at shiresociety.com as we go back to Will Coley from Muslims for Liberty and the host of Call to Freedom, or The Call to Freedom, which is a show on Sunday evenings, 10 p.m. until midnight Eastern Time on LRN.fm. And, Will, I imagine you're going to have a lot more to say about what happened in Orlando last night on your show tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And I wanted to mention Florida passed a Sharia law ban about 6 or 8 months ago.
Oh, really?
Now, that stopped everything, huh?
It took 3 years of efforts because the wording of the bills would have also outlawed most people's credit card contracts in the state. So the banks fought the bill up front because of the wording, because basically all these Sharia law bans do is they basically take away the public in each state. They take away their right to private arbitration and private contract within the realms of their own personal desires, whether, you know, they be to have that arbitrated by Sharia or by the codes of the Galactic Federation or the laws of the Klingons,
right?
You know, whatever it is that they choose to have their contract based around, up until these laws are passed, you could have any personal contract or arbitration between two individuals based on anything they chose. And now these laws, all they really do is take that out and say, no, everything has to be based strictly on state law. It has to be full legalese, you're going to need a lawyer to have any contract now.
Basically. Wow, meaning that basically the ban on Sharia is essentially a front for banning arbitration?
For banning private civil arbitration, that you get to do it by any, it doesn't just target Muslims. The language in the bills has to be worded so that it doesn't just target Muslims, because then it would be seen as unconstitutional.
As unconstitutional as it's couched to be.
Which is why I kept asking the guy who was on the phone, what does it look like to ban Sharia law? What does that actually mean?
Well, I think what people want is that they want their wives, daughters, and mothers to not have to wear headdresses or something like that. They want them to be able to drive cars. They don't want some madman running around with a scimitar chopping people's arms off, right, for stealing things or whatever it is that they might chop an arm off for. I mean, this is what the concern is from the average ignoramus out there who has had the bejesus scared out of them by one of these people, one of these charlatans that essentially runs around, finds the worst in Islamic history, and trots that out as what is normal. Because that's what we heard the caller say.
Mm-hmm.
What we heard the caller say was these terrorists, these, I don't know how many terrorists there have been, 1,000, something like that, 1,000 terrorists.
In the United States.
Well, I'm talking worldwide.
Okay.
In a religion of a billion are the norm, not the outlier.
Absurd.
That's what he said. Well, it's not. It might be absurd, but it is not an unusual position. Now, I will concur.
Sure, ignorance is not uncommon.
That you can't just say that, they're not a real, that if you just keep on saying over and over again, well, they're not really Muslims, then it doesn't take any responsibility. But at the same time, no Christians want to take responsibility for Hitler, right? Nobody wants to do that. So you can't.
Hitler a Christian?
He was Catholic.
Okay. So you had a question for Will. Do you remember what it was?
Yeah, Will, this is just sort of a minor point, but the gentleman said that halal came from kosher, that somehow the practices that are contained, and we know that, of course, that Islam, did come to some extent from Judaism, and I just wanted you to talk briefly about what that, the accuracy and inaccuracy of that.
Well, yeah, they are very similar. You know, there are some animals that are forbidden to the Jewish tradition that are also forbidden to the Muslim tradition.
Pigs come to mind. How about shellfish?
Yeah. Well, it depends on the school of thought. The Hanafis follow a Levitical diet as far as shellfish is concerned, but none of the other schools of thought in Islam or the Shia do.
What about cheeseburgers? Because
yeah, same thing. The Hanafis err on the side of caution way too far, in my opinion, because there's no necessity of it. And the other schools of thought don't see it as an issue. One thing that I do think is important to note, though, is that a lot of the talk that people have, like you mentioned earlier, some guy caught a woman committing adultery and just decided to stone her. Okay, if that happened in a Muslim country, in a pure Islamic system, then whoever did that would be executed. Because Islam, in the foundations of Islamic jurisprudence, in the Qawaid al-Fiqhiyah, the right to a trial and the right to face your accusers is central. Like, these are things that the Prophet ﷺ himself said, is that there must be the chance for the person who is accused to face their accuser, and the judge's position from the beginning until it's proven otherwise is that the accused is innocent. That's the first foundation of jurisprudence, that certainty cannot be overruled by doubt. That means nothing in a case that is doubtful in any way can be used to attribute guilt to someone.
Let's go. I want to bring Blue on the line here in Tennessee. Blue, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Mr. Will. All right, the one question I wanted to ask you.
Whereabouts in Tennessee?
Knoxville.
I'm just 15 minutes away from you, probably.
All right, Blue, you got a question for Will?
I do, yeah.
He all right, stand by. Yeah, we're going to bring you back so you guys can get if you can hang on. Will, can you hang on?
Yeah.
All right, cool. We got time with Will here. Blue, stand by. We're going to bring you back with Will here in moments. You got a question for Will Coley? It's Ask a Muslim right now. I don't know how much longer he's got with us, but he's being gracious with his time, considering he's got his own show coming up in an hour and a half. 855-450-FREE allows you to join us on Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. We do have Ask a Muslim going on here, a sort of extemporaneous version. We weren't planning on it, but a guy called in advocating the banning of Sharia law, which ultimately, if, you know, he never really explained what he meant by that, but if you're talking about banning Sharia law, you're really just talking about banning being a Muslim, because it's an internal set of rules for Muslims to follow. That's my understanding of it, and I learned that from Will Coley, who is one of the folks behind Muslims for Liberty. That's Muslims, the number four, liberty.org is his website. And he's graciously hung on the line with us here from Tennessee as he's getting ready to go on his own show later tonight, The Call to Freedom, which you can hear on LRN.FM at 10 o'clock at night Eastern Time. Will, thanks for sticking with us. How long do we have you if we can keep you?
Oh, I'm good, man. I've got everything on my end already set up for the show.
All right, cool. So we're good through at the very least the end of this hour. I appreciate that, because I know we got Blue on the line, and then there may be other folks who want to talk to you here. So the toll-free number, if you want to talk to a real live Muslim, here is 855-450-FREE. And, Mark, you have a question for Will as well. We'll get to that. But Blue is on the line with us first in Tennessee, only about 15 minutes away from you there in your area, Will. Go ahead, Blue. You're on with Will Coley.
Hey, Will. All right, you and I, we've chit-chatted on Howlin' Hilton's whole show in Knoxville and on Phil Williams' show as well. But my question for you right now is, what do you see or how do you perceive Haslam not allowing Syrian refugees to come to the state of Tennessee?
Did you hear that? Okay, go ahead.
Personally, I'm not a huge fan of our immigration system, particularly in its current form, having been a victim of it myself. But I think that our government shouldn't be involved in it. They shouldn't be funding it. They shouldn't be you know, setting up these programs that churches and civic groups and mosques and synagogues and temples here in the state of Tennessee that want to do that as some sort of a charitable thing, I think that the state should stay out of their way. I think that that should be something that, that private institutions and private individuals, should they, you know, decide that they want to fund that themselves, should be absolutely free to do. I don't support the government being involved in any way, though. I don't support taking tax dollars and funding the war that created the refugees. And I also don't support using tax money to go and relocate those refugees here. I actually have a friend of mine who his name is Mahaj Hussein. He lives in Bangladesh right now. But he went to Syrian refugee camps and was helping them build earth bag houses so that they would have some kind of a structural dwelling that they could stay in while they were, you know, away from their homes while the war was going on, you know, in their villages and in the towns that they lived in. And actually ended up, you know, this is a guy, he's Muslim. He went there to help these refugees and he did it at his own free will and got kidnapped by ISIS. No joke. Was kept as a, basically as a labor slave for a few months, was broken out by another extremist group, taken to the border of Turkey and dropped off, told go back home and never, ever come back to Syria. And
sounds like good advice.
He's talking about going back, though, and undoing the same thing that he did before, because he is an individual who wants to help these people. And I think our government should stay out of people like that's way. But I don't think that our government should be involved in it in any way, financially or bureaucratically or logistically.
Well, I will concur with you in regards to that. But I also think that the fruit loops from California and the rest of the country that keeps trying to migrate to Tennessee need to stay out as well. Simply because there's a reason why we're Tennessee. And you know it as well as I do. It's a very special place to live. It's a very, very wonderful community across the entire state.
So who did you say should stay out? People coming from California?
49 states and the rest of the
world. I agree with her 100%.
Thank you.
Being from Sarasota, Florida, where everybody's grandparents move, I've got to say that, you know, yeah, the community changed over time. And as somebody who was born there, I wish that it didn't. But
change happens.
Yeah, that's really you have to accept one of two things. Either people are not allowed to move, or they're allowed to move and things are going to change. And ultimately, I get that the you know, what a native feels when they see things changing, especially when those changes are made by somebody who's non-native. But you know, there's not much that can be done about it. Will, I want to.
The local joke here in the hills is that the people come here from up north and they come here from out west and they're like, oh my God, I love it so much here. It's nothing like it is back home. So they sell their house back home and then they come live here where we have super low taxes and the lowest cost of living in the country and immediately start trying to make things exactly like they were back home.
Yeah, that's how it works here in New Hampshire with people coming up from Massachusetts.
Yep, it happens as well. I think it happens in a lot of places. That's a pretty common complaint.
Thankfully, we've got thousands of libertarians planning to move up here. Let's go to James in Arizona. And Mark, I believe you had a question as well. But James, first, you're up with Will Coley.
Yeah, Adolf Hitler was no more Catholic than Mark Etchington is Christian, but they both got off easy, that is Adolf and Mark, for being accessories to murder, and they both shall answer to God. I thank God, Will, that I was born in America and not anywhere east of Israel. So I can say things like Allah is not God, Muhammad was a war criminal, mass murderer, death to jihadists, and I don't have to worry about getting capped tonight. If I were to say that anywhere east of Israel, I'd be better off dead before I go home. Anyway, Will, I attempted to ask you this question before about the Frank Gaffney event. You said that your friends were let out by cops brandishing weapons. I never saw that video, perhaps because it doesn't exist. But, Will,
are you talking about
Bates from the Cato Institute. So basically what you're saying is that...
I'm talking about the Frank Gaffney event that happened in Oklahoma City or Tulsa 2 years ago, just before Halloween.
All right, I'm going to put James on hold so you can actually get your answer out. Go ahead, Will. What's he referring to?
Well, Adam Bates of the Cato Institute, a current Senate candidate in Oklahoma, Dax Eubanks, and a friend of theirs, were trying to go to a Frank Gaffney event in Oklahoma. And there were two Muslim girls, one of whom works for Muslims for Liberty. Her name is Priscilla Khader. And she's created a great relationship between Muslims and libertarians in the state of Oklahoma. And her friend wears a niqab, which is the facial covering. She's not married. She doesn't live here with her parents. It's something that she chooses to wear on her own. And she was refused entry to this event. And the thing that was made a point about was that one of the guys in the group that included Mr. Bates and Mr. Eubanks was carrying a firearm, and that was not an issue. He was let in without question. But the woman who was wearing a niqab was prevented entry from the event.
And it sounded like James was asking you if there was some sort of video from that event?
I don't know. I guess. Maybe.
Let's bring James back on here. Maybe he can clarify his question. Go ahead, James.
Jack, you bet. He was there.
Hey, Will.
Go to his main website and ask him if there's video.
James, are you suggesting that the young lady was not allowed, or that she was allowed in and was lying?
What I'm suggesting is that Will Coley lied about cops brandishing weapons, leading out his peaceful Muslim friends out of a Frank Gaffney event where, yeah, a woman that was deeply frightening, if you see her in her costume, you would think that she was coming around for Halloween and trick-or-treat, because it is a scary costume with that eye slit and a full-blown tent covering her entire body. I don't respect a religion or people's religiosity, so-called, that do that to their women, and I don't respect the independence of mind of a woman that would.
Thanks for the call, James. Now, you said that she made the choice to wear that on her own. Was it a Sharia law thing, or that's just like her option?
Well, there's different schools of thought on the whole thing. Some girls, like my wife, used to wear one, and her thing was, as she put it, it was my way that I could just blend into the background. But she can't wear one to do so in America because it literally has the opposite.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, not going to blend in America. Now, he claimed that you were lying about police brandishing weapons, escorting people out.
No idea what he's talking about.
Stand by, Will. Mark's got a question for you. Will Coley's with us from Muslims and number4liberty.org. It's Free Talk Live.
Get a pen and get ready for an important announcement. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, OIC Tax can help. Our retired IRS agents, tax attorneys, and CPAs are fighting for you. That's what we do here at OIC Tax. We help you survive after the IRS has come knocking. OIC Tax can help you with IRS hardship programs, offer in compromise, installment agreements, and the preparation of past and current tax returns. OIC Tax offers convenient representation for small businesses, corporations, W-2 wage earners, and even SBA loans in default. So stop waiting. Get a fresh start. Call OIC Tax at 1-800-314-4491 now. Bank levies, wage garnishments, and property seizures can be devastating to your life. OIC Tax has an A rating from the Better Business Bureau and is registered with the IRS as an e-file provider. Let OIC Tax help you. 1-800-314-4491. 1-800-314-4491. That's 1-800-314-4491.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid
non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here on the live Sunday edition of the program. Our toll-free number for you is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up here tonight, an Alabama church is using psychedelic drugs to worship. We'll talk more about that since we are kind of on the topic of religion here after discussing the Orlando mass shootings from last night. You're still welcome to call in about that. But then we got Will Cauley on the line from Muslims for Liberty in response to a caller who was earlier advocating the banning of Sharia law, which, of course, misunderstands the whole idea of Sharia law. It's not a law for you and I. It's a law for Muslims. It's an internal set of rules for people who are of the Islamic belief system. And Will was gracious enough to stay on the line with us here and field some extra phone calls coming in from you, the listener. We still might have time to sneak you in if you want to get your call in at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And Mark, you also have a question for Will Cauley, who's back with us from Tennessee.
I do have a question, but I want to clear something up. James said that Hitler was intimated that Hitler was not Catholic. And I'm not, you know, it depends on how you define Catholic, right? You could say he's not Catholic enough and, you know, say that he wasn't sufficiently Catholic or whatever, but here's a pretty good indication. Although Hitler did not practice a religion in a churchly sense, he certainly believed in the Bible's God. Raised as a Catholic, he went to a monastery school and, interestingly, walked every day past a stone arch which was carved in the monastery's coat of arms, which included a swastika. As a young boy, Hitler's most ardent goal was to become a priest. Much of his philosophy came from the Bible. So, I mean, I don't really know what else to do with that statement. Okay, so, you know, he wasn't Catholic enough for James, fine. You know, whatever. But he was raised Catholic and wanted to be a priest at one point in his life. Makes him Catholic enough for me. I'm not blaming Catholics for Hitler. I'm not blaming atheists for Stalin or Pol Pot or Mao.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not blaming Quakers for Richard Nixon. I'm not blaming anybody.
Nixon was a Quaker?
Yep. In fact, he was. We get some pretty crappy presidents.
Yeah, talk about a bad Quaker.
Yeah, not a good Quaker.
Let's get back to Will on the line here. Now, Mark, what was your question for Will?
Will, there's a lot of disinformation about Muslims out there. I believe I know the answer to this question, but I'm still going to toss it up because I think it's a really good one that a lot of people don't know. The suggestion is that if you take your bullets of, say, an American soldier wants to really send those, do some terrible things to those Muslims, he can coat his bullets in pig fat. What will that do?
Shoot me with a bullet with pig fat?
Yep.
I mean,
what do they believe it's going to do?
It's
going to
send them to extra hell or something.
Yeah. It's like, it's supposed to be like garlic for vampires. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, it's rooted actually in old anti-Semitic tropes from the Middle Ages that were similar to this, that they would, when they would kill Jews, they would boil them in pig fat, things like that, because that was supposed to secure their spot in hell, which is kind of funny because, like, they don't believe that what we believe is right, first of all, so it doesn't make sense to do that, and second of all, you could shoot me in the head and then wrap me in a pig's carcass, fill a vat with pig's blood, pour it all over me, and then, like, bury me in the soup. And that's not going to change. The physical state of my body post-mortem is not going to change the status of my soul.
Sure, you didn't choose to have those things happen to you.
I think that's nothing to do with it whatsoever.
Yeah, it's just it's absolute ignorant bigotry. But I think that it's worth pointing out. And I think another aspect of this that's important is Islam allows you to work in a pig slaughtering factory if you had to, right?
If I was given literally no other option in order to sustain my family, yeah, I would actually be like, if say we were marooned on an island. And it was like, what was it? The Lord of the Flies, you know? And the only thing on the island was wild pig, and you had to eat wild pig or die of coconut starvation. Then you are forced by Sharia to eat the pig, because preservation of yourself and your life is more paramount than following some dumb rule. And that's literally how it's viewed. When it's you die or eat, it's some dumb rule at that point.
Gotcha. Yeah. Hey, let's circle back around to the sort of the cause of all of the discussions tonight, the shooting in Orlando. You'd called in to address just this anti-Muslim bigot, and we haven't really talked to you about the shooting. I believe you posted something to Facebook that you had been to this club or you knew some people in Orlando. What are your thoughts on what happened last night?
I have a friend of mine who was there when the shooting started. He was outside in the parking lot. A mutual friend of ours, I lived in Orlando. I lectured at the University of Central Florida for 2 years. I met my wife in Orlando. You know, like, I used to live there. And I've been to Pulse with my wife, and I have been with my friend who was there. You know, like, this is very personal to me. And he, as our mutual friend Socrates put it, Bobby's Spidey senses got to tingling, and he decided that maybe now would be a good time to leave, even though it was an hour before the club would close. And he was in the parking lot, and he heard shouting and what sounded like a scuffle, and turned, and then heard the shots started to ring out. And was, Lord Jesus, I got, and ran. And they left, and then he checked in this morning, and him and my wife have spoken, but, you know, Bobby's a very good friend of ours. Bobby's like family. He's a super queeny gay guy that lives in Orlando that I've known. We were best friends the whole time I lived there.
Isn't your obligation to Allah to, like, chop his head off with a scimitar or something?
I mean, because he's gay?
Isn't that the idea?
Well, he's not Muslim, so my religious, what's the word? Morals don't apply to him because he's not Muslim, first of all. Second of all, if it were a criminal offense that did have a punishment, it would require a trial of some kind. I wouldn't be allowed to simply go out and commit a vigilante act of violence. And thirdly, the Muslims classically, up until the last 100, 150 years, had a very hands-off approach to gays. You have
a very vibrant transsexual and transgendered community in Indonesia and Malaysia that's always existed there. You have other homosexual cultures in Asia that I'm not quite as proud of, like the Bachi Boys in Pakistan and Afghanistan, where that's men having sex with teenage boys.
Yep.
You know, it's homosexual sex. And it's something that the leaders basically were like, it's their culture. It has nothing to do with us. It's not the state's business.
So is there an official Muslim Orthodox position on homosexuality? I mean, we know that a lot of Christians claim they're not welcome, but some Christian churches are welcoming gays. So what's the, kind of the viewpoint?
Well, it's sinful. Considered sinful. It's not the abomination before the Lord, that it's described as in the biblical tradition. It's just something that's simply seen as a sin. It's something that even if you have the impulse that is your trial in life, so to speak, is the resistance of that impulse. Everybody has their trial. For me, it's cigarettes. For another person, it could be infidelity. For another person, it could be wealth and greed. Everybody has their trial in life, and that would be that person's specific trial. It would be how it would be viewed in the Islamic tradition.
Are there some mosques or some groups of Muslims who are accepting of? Are there gay Muslims? Is that something that can happen?
I can tell you there are gay Christians out there. Are there gay Muslims?
Dai Abdullah, he's a friend of mine. He's actually been on Flaming Freedom with Derek J. I introduced the two of them. He's a gay imam. He's a black imam. I think he lives in Philadelphia or Chicago, one of the two. And he's an openly gay imam. He runs a mosque. And
so he's not like self-hating, like this is I'm doing something bad or what?
He's very open about it. He even has his own arguments as for why it's something that is not, that is permissible, and I disagree with his arguments, but we have a disagreement of opinion. He has his evidence, and I have mine, and we disagree, but that doesn't mean that we have to fist fight, not be friends, hate each other, or kill each other. It just means that we have an academic disagreement with each other on an issue. That's the way people... that's kind of the joke in the Muslim community, is that the layman, like your everyday Muslim that goes to the mosque and, goes to work and you see him once a week, and that's about it. He is angry and offended whenever anyone disagrees with him. And the student, so to speak, they all want to kill each other when they disagree with one another. And then when you look at the teachers and the scholars and the academics and the way that they have a discourse with one another, it's, oh, I disagree with you. Oh, well, here's my evidence. Oh, well, mashallah, brother. Then I guess we have to disagree. But the level of dialogue is completely different.
All right. You know what? I was going to let you go, but if you want to stick with us, we got at least one more call on the line for you, Will. I'll let you make that your call if you want. Stand by, and you can continue here on Free Talk
Live. For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Could you use about $35,000? Whether it's for home improvement, car repairs, paying off taxes, debt consolidation, emergency funds, or any other reason, LoanUS.com can match you with a lender that can offer up to $35,000. Quick, convenient, and completely online. LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. You can get up to $35,000 as soon as the next day. Visit LoanUS.com now.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders, but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.